This is Akashvani, the news read by Nipunika Shahid. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that regions connected through air connectivity experience faster and broader development. In a video message on the occasion of the groundbreaking ceremony of the new Kota Bundi Greenfield Airport yesterday, the Prime Minister said that before 2014, India had around 70 airports, but their number has now increased to more than 160. He also noted that several airports have now been developed around Delhi. Mr. Modi said that when airports are built, they encourage entrepreneurship and tourism in nearby smaller towns and accelerate economic activities in the region.
आज का दिन कोटा बूंदी बारा और झालावाड़ सहित पूरे हाड़ौती क्षेत्र के लिए एक नई आशा और नई उपलब्धि का दिन है करीब 1,500 करोड़ रुपए से बनने जा रहा ये आधुनिक एयरपोर्ट आने वाले समय में पूरे क्षेत्र के विकास को नई गति देने वाला है
Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that there had been a demand for a greenfield airport in Kota for several decades and now that dream is becoming a reality. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee yesterday said that there was no protocol lapsed during the recent visit of President Draupadi Murmu to Siliguri for the 9th International Adivasi Santal Conference, adding that the event was organized by a private body. In a statement on X, Banerjee said that the International Santal Council had invited the President to attend the 9th International Adivasi Santal Conference in Siliguri. After advanced security liaison, District Administration flagged in writing to the President's Secretariat that the organizer appeared inadequately prepared. The concern was also conveyed telephonically, she said. According to Banerjee, the advance team of the President's Secretariat visited the venue on March 5th and was apprised of the lack of arrangements, but the program continued as scheduled. Earlier, in a public interaction following the program, President Draupadi Murmu said, by protocol, Chief Minister should be present when a President comes to a state. In a historic blow to the Maoist movement in the country, 130 Maoists surrendered before Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy at the Integrated Command and Control Centre in Hyderabad yesterday. This group included 3 state committee members, 1 regional committee member and 10 divisional committee members, marking a significant shift in the state's security lapse. The surrendering cadres handed over a massive cache of 124 sophisticated weapons. The State Bank of India, SBI, has announced the launch of a $500 million syndicated social term loan facility. This facility is focused exclusively on women's empowerment with a green shoe option on the eve of International Women's Day. As per the statement issued by SBI, this syndicated transaction is a milestone for SBI and the global environmental, social and governance ESG financing landscape for the noble cause of women empowerment. In Nepal, Prime Ministerial candidate of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP Balendra Shah, has been elected the House of Representatives, HOR, member from Japa constituency number 5. Mr. Shah won the poll by defeating former Prime Minister and CPN-UML chairman KP Sharma Oli with a wide margin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the people and government of Nepal on the successful and peaceful conduct of elections. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said neighboring countries will no longer be targeted unless an attack originates from there. In his statement yesterday, President Pezeshkian also apologized to neighboring countries for the strikes that took place in recent days. He said the strikes on neighboring countries were caused by miscommunication in the ranks. He also said that the demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. Saudi Arabia has cautioned Iran against engaging in what it described as misguided calculations. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has entered men's singles final. World number 12, Lakshya defeated Canada's Victor Lai in the semi-final match 21-16, 18-21, 21-15 in Birmingham this evening. Lakshya had defeated China's Li Shifeng 21-13, 21-16 in the quarter-final match on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.